Oh, hi. It's me. I don't know why I always say it's me. Of course you know it's me. Hi. Hi, happy day. Happy hi there. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy you're here with me. I'm kind of in like a weird, hyper emotional talkative mood. So I thought I would do a little ramble, just, hey, if it is still, I'm posting this on Valentine's Day. Right now, it's Valentine's Day. Hi, happy Valentine's Day. If it's still Valentine's Day where you're at, if it's not, then hi. I'm not doing anything today. I actually did, a couple of Valentine-y, it's definitely not a word. I did a couple of fun, wholesome activities a few days ago, so, but I'm all by myself today. All by myself. Not really, because I have you. Wow, that singing was horrible. Okay. But yeah, hi. Valentine's Day. For a long time, I didn't like it. Obviously, as a kid, I was just like, oh, this day's all about candy. Yes, I get chocolate and cards and flowers. When I got older, I was like, ew, fuck Valentine's Day. Fuck this. Fuck everybody. But I'm much better. I'm much better about it now. I think it's, I like it now. Also because I think over the years I realized that it's not all about like you have to be in a relationship. That it is a day that you can just be all like full of love and tell the people that you care about that you love them. Whether it's your friends or your family or your dog or the milkman. Just, I don't know. I just realized like it's that I you don't have to be coupled up, cuffed up. Yeah. So I have some I did get some chocolate this year. I feel pretty special. Hold on, where'd it go? I got this. It's like a heart-shaped chocolate. It says, happy Valentine's Day. I'm gonna open it. It's kind of big. I'm not gonna be able to. I might be able to eat it. Can you hear the crinkles? ASMR. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, let me open it. But yeah, hi, how are you doing? Let me know. How's life? Life has been a bitch to me, but, you know, it is what it is. I hope you've been doing well. I really miss posting. I really miss, oh my god, I can't fucking open this. Jesus Christ. Here we go. Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm probably going to cut that out. Sorry. All right, I'm going to take a bite. Do we like eating sounds? Are eating sounds gross? It tastes pretty good. It's just like basic milk chocolate. It's really big though. I'm not gonna be able to finish this. Like it's like the size of my palm. It's a heart candy. A heart piece of chocolate. It's a piece of chocolate that is in the shape of a heart. It's all right. But it was nice because someone gave it to me. Tell me why I almost cried. Such a weirdo. Okay. Sorry, I have like chocolate all over myself now. But yeah, what was I saying? Oh yeah, I missed recording, I missed posting, and yeah, I hope I can post more often than yeah. But because I miss posting and talking to you, and yeah. I was gonna since it's like I'm so sorry if I'm making like gross mouth sounds. Story time. Now that I'm thinking about it, this is like unrelated to Valentine's Day because it happened on Halloween. I was like, I had to be like four or five. And, my mom was in the kitchen cooking dinner. My sister was at the kitchen table doing her homework. And my dad was on his way home from work. And, I remember earlier that day, my mom and I went like grocery shopping because it was a few days before Halloween and we needed to get Halloween candy, and she let me pick out a bag of chocolate. Wait, hold on, let me finish this. Sorry about that. I bit off a big piece, and I was just holding it in my hand, so I just ate it. Okay, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, the chocolate. So, yeah, she let me pick out a bag of chocolate, which was. these little chocolates, and they were shaped like Frankenstein, and, I was sitting in the living room watching TV. I was watching Sesame Street, and I was really hungry because she was making dinner. I remember asking her, I was like, can I have, like, some chocolate, whatever, and she is, for whatever reason, she gave me the entire bag of chocolate and told me, you can only have 3 pieces. I'm like, cool. I go back over and watch Sesame Street. I eat my 3 pieces of chocolate that I was told I could have. And the next time I reached into the bag, there weren't any more candies. There was no more chocolates in the bag. I ate the entire bag of chocolate. There had to be like 30 pieces of chocolate in there. I freaked out. I started freaking out. I knew I fucked up. As a kid, I was like, I fucked up. And I remember I was like trying to put like all the little wrappers, like the little foil back into the chocolate bag. And I was just gonna shove it behind the couch, but my sister caught me. And my mom came running over. She's like, did you eat that whole bag of chocolate? And of course, yeah, I did. And then I just remember my dad coming home in that exact moment. Everyone was yelling at me. fast forward, like, I don't know, like 30 minutes later, dinner was ready. I had to sit at the kitchen table because we always ate dinner as a family together. So I still had to sit at the table even though because I wasn't hungry because I ate the entire bag of chocolate. I still had to sit at the table. And everyone was eating their dinner. I'm just sitting there. I started not to feel too good. Before I could even say anything, I just projectile vomit chocolate all over the table. It's so gross. I'm so sorry I'm telling this if you're like grossed out, but it's kind of funny. I was just puking up just chocolate, pure chocolate. My mom, like, snatched me up and put me on the ground, and she's like, throw it all up. My dad's just shaking his head. My sister was laughing. I remember this day so much. And I was puking, just throwing up chocolate everywhere. Oh, it was so bad. But yeah, to this day, my parents and my sister are always like, I can't believe, you know, we can't believe you still like chocolate. Like, you still eat chocolate because that was bad. Like, it was really, really bad. I know for a few days they didn't eat, like, for Halloween, that Halloween, no one in my family ate chocolate. But yeah, that's what happened. And yeah, I still like chocolate, most things chocolate. But yeah, sorry if that was gross, but I don't know, I was just eating that, and that's whatever reminded me of. Okay. Okay, it's not that funny. Let me stop. I'm sorry. I told you I was in, like, a goofy mood today. But, yeah. Do you like chocolate? What kind of chocolate do you like? Do you like milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate? What is the other chocolate? Hazelnut chocolate? Is that a chocolate? Do you not like chocolate? I like chocolate frosting. Like, I can just eat it out of the jar, which is really gross, but sometimes I have to do that. But yeah. What else can I talk about? This is totally unplanned. I was gonna try to make, like, Valentine's Day playlist, but I never got around to it. But there's one song in particular that always comes to mind. Oh my god, let me see if I can pull it up. If you know Outkast, what is it? This is the Love on the Love Below album, the Love Below. Hold on. Yo, I used to listen to this all the time with my sister. But every time I think of Valentine's Day, I think of this song because it's very... Who is it? It's by Andre 3000. Ooh, there's a commercial. But yeah, I believe... I'm so sorry. That chocolate fucked me up. And I just want to say one thing. Hey. I don't think y'all heard, man. I just want to say happy Valentine's Day. Can y'all dig that? Now, when arrows don't penetrate. Yeah, but it's very Andre 3000. But I always think about this song, and I was going to try to make a playlist, and that was going to be the first song. Sorry, I had to calm down. I don't know. I just need I'm so sorry. I was meaning for this to be relaxing. I was going to try to, like, whisper and be all nice and quiet, but I'm so... I don't know. I'm sorry. But anyway, on the topic of love... have you ever been in love? Do you believe in love? Do you believe in soulmates or twin flames? What else? Do you believe in love at first sight? Love at first sight. Isn't that a TV show? Or married at first sight. That's what I'm thinking of. I low-key want to be on that show. But yeah, I'm curious. So, earlier this morning when I woke up, I don't know why I do this. This used to be, like, my ritual when I was younger. I would read misconnections on, like, what is it, on Craigslist or whatever, like, whatever sites. Misconnections, like, in your area, in your town. I used to read them all the time, and I don't do it as much anymore, but this morning I was in the mood. I wanted to see if there was any cute misconnections. I actually had one misconnection written about me. I screenshotted it and everything. I'm so pissed because 5 years ago, it was like 5 years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago. I was a dumbass and I had my phone in my pocket, and when I went to go use the bathroom, guess where the phone went? Right in the toilet. I lost everything too because I didn't save anything. That was a long time ago. But this fucking screenshot was gone, and yeah, I never could find the post again. But yeah, one was written about me. And I know it was written about me because it was a very, very specific interaction I had with this person. It was really lovely. It was just a really pleasant short conversation I had with someone at a bookstore. They were the cashier, and I used to go to this bookstore a lot. I don't go there anymore. But they had vinyl records for sale there, and they were really cheap. So I'd always just go and like hunt and see what I could find. And I ended up finding something one day, and it was literally just me and the cashier in the bookstore. And I had seen this person before, and they're very, very cute. And so I go up and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to check out. And I was just trying to make conversation. Like, this is what I do when I'm in like in line or somewhere and are talking to like whoever's checking me out. I was like, oh, how's your day? Oh, has it been busy? Oh yeah. Oh. Why do I sound like Mickey Mouse? But you know, I just try to make conversation, and no one was in the store at the time. It was just me and them. And yeah, we just we were talking about the vinyl record I got, and then they made a compliment about the ring I was wearing because it was from my mom. Actually, I stole it from her. And I was telling them the story of how I got the ring, and they had a similar ring, and we just got on the topic of that specific ring that I had on. And yeah, we were just talking, and it was just a nice conversation. And they were very, very, very sweet. And they were very, very shy. I was trying not to be like too forward, and I didn't want to be weird and be like, oh, like, what's your number? Because they were working. I think that's so disrespectful to ask for someone's number when they're working or when someone's at work. So I don't do that. But I was just like, oh, like, it's been nice talking to you. And they were just like, oh, yeah. Have you ever need any help? Like, just come ask for me. And they like wrote down their name on my receipt and like drew a little heart. And oh my god, it was so cute. And then yeah, I went on with my day after that. And then a few days later, I just randomly went on to see like Miss Connections, and they wrote about me. And I know it because they talked about the ring I was wearing. And yeah, and they just, it was something really sweet and simple that they put. And they just hoped, they said, I hope you come back to the store soon because I would love to talk to you more. And it was just so cute. I'm so pissed that I didn't go back like the next day or like as soon as possible because I got busy and I never went back. I mean, I eventually went back, but it was a while after that, and they didn't work there anymore. So yeah, I never got to see them again. But yeah, they made like a lasting impression on me. They were just so lovely, and I'm just like, I messed up. I fucked up. Like, what if that was my person? But yeah, it was just just one of those situations. Just, and even just like, not even in like a romantic way either. Like just making a friend or just like something wholesome. To just like even situations I've been in and like shared little experiences with strangers that were funny, and in those situations I'm like, oh, that person seems so cool, like, oh, I wish like we talked more or something. So yeah, But yeah, that was my misconnection. But yeah, I think I've only had one written about me, and if that was the only one, then that was the best one. You know, I'm kidding. But it was really, really sweet, and I'm still really sad that I don't have that screenshot I took of it. And I'm actually even more pissed that I didn't go back. But yeah, speaking of misconnections, I thought it'd be fun to read. I just like typed in. Sorry, let me grab my phone. I just like typed in like Craigslist misconnections, like the top 10, or like, oh, it says top 10 heartwarming Craigslist misconnections. So buckle in. There's only a few. I won't read all of them. I'll just go down the list. Some of them are short, some of them are long. I'll just pick whatever. Let me just go. Get comfortable. Okay. This one is titled, it says 8:30 a.m. in Whole Foods. LOL. Okay. Oh, this is a woman writing to a guy. Okay. While waiting in line, we were both singing Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and we caught eyes. I thought you were adorable. That's it. That's all it was. Oh my god, imagine singing like with someone in line, and oh my gosh, that was really cute. Why didn't she make a move? She should have been like, hey, let's go to karaoke. Okay, next one. This one is titled Lost Love, and it's M for female, male for female. Oh, wait, it says 70? 70, is that their age? Oh, this, oh, okay, let me read it. Okay, it says, Estelle, if you're out there somewhere, I, within the four walls of this site, I want you to know that I had an enchanted time sitting, yo, I'm about to cry. I had an enchanted time sitting with you in the park last week. I could have sat there and talked with you all day. I haven't felt this way. Wait, I haven't felt that way. Wait, I can't even read this. Ew, I'm so emotional. I haven't felt the way that you made me feel in over 20 years. Not since I lost my dear wife to a horrible illness. You really cemented yourself in this old dog's memory. If you're reading this, I will be at the park every day around noon to feed the birds. You are more than welcome to join me anytime. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. You are more than welcome to join me anytime. You bring back such wonderful feelings in me, and I would like to continue. I hope that you will come and sit with me again soon. Thinking of you, Henry. Bye. I can't even believe I just fucking cried over that. Please. That was so cute. Okay. If these are all going to be like that, I'm going to cry. I'm so sorry. Oh, that was, that caught me off guard. That was really sweet. Okay. Let's read another one. Okay. Says, cute boy on the downtown A train Monday morning. This is for a guy from another guy, yes, 36. We support the LGBTQ+ over here. Okay. Says, you were standing talking to a female friend with red hair. You were wearing a green V-neck and purple shorts, and you were the cutest guy I've ever seen.
Aww.
I kept sneaking you shy glances from over the edge of my sunglasses. Thought you noticed me, but then again, I'm painfully shy.
Aww.
Aww. Yeah, I think we've all been there, being too shy to say something to somebody. I'm so sorry for the sniffles. That park one fucked me up. Okay, let's do one more. I really don't want to cry again. All right, this one is the last one. Okay, it says L train/Grim stop. And this was for a woman for another woman. Yes. 23. Okay. I am 99% positive you will never see this. But here's to that 1%. A. You are tall, brunette, and very fit. You had a large bag. My friend and I decided you're a dancer. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're wrong. I have big, curly hair. You were talking to a girl in a blue dress with a zipper in front. My friend and I agreed that you both looked like you were thoroughly enjoying the conversation. She got off the train, and I smiled at you. You smiled back. When the train pulled into the Grim stop, you got up, smiled at me, and said goodbye. I said bye back. But what I really wanted to tell you is that you're beautiful. Oh, I would love to know you because I have a feeling your inner beauty matches your exterior. Not me getting emotional again. That was really sweet. I hope they found each other. Alrighty. That's it for my rambles and sharing a few stories. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed. And I'm hoping to be around a lot more. And yeah, talk to me in the comments. Yeah, I hope you're doing okay. Okay. Hope you have a good night, good day, wherever you are. And if no one has told you today, I will say it. I'm proud of you and I love you. Mwah. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.